بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten, he has no equal. But he is the Almighty, all affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over everything. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, sisters, as we agreed last week, we will learn about Surah Al-Fath. Actually, if you do you have the translation, Quran translation, yes, you can open. Today, inshallah, we will read together Surah Al-Nasr and Surah Al-Kafirun. We will read it slowly, and then, inshallah, we will learn its meaning. Okay, so that, inshallah, bit of the recitation of the Quran. So let us now start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will read Surah Al-Nasr. You have this one. You have the papers with you. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Nasr, you have it. This one in the middle. The one in the middle. Okay. Okay. You have it? Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I will write for you the word Al-Nasr on the board so that you know this is Al-Nasr.
Al-Nasr.
Al, this is Al, Na, Sa, Ra. Okay? But we will read Al, then Na, Sa, Ra. Na, Sa, Ra. Okay? So I will say and you say after me, so that it will be easy for you. Just to say, first, sisters, you must know what is the meaning of the word Surah. Okay, this is Surah. The word Surah. Okay? This is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the Quran you have Surah and word Ayah. Ayah is a verse of the Quran. Okay? Surah is the chapter of the Quran. Okay? So now you must know this, because before every chapter there is the word Suratu, for example, Al-Nasr. This is what we will learn today. Okay? Suratu Al-Nasr. Okay? Clear? So now I will start to read, and inshallah you read after me. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. See, sister, I want you to just follow what I'm saying. Okay? أعوذ. أعوذ.
أعوذ.
أعوذ. Loudly.
More.
أعوذ. Yeah, nothing. أعوذ. Very good. بالله. بالله
بالله
من
الشيطان
الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله
من
الشيطان
الرجيم.
This means I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in the Quran, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah said in the Quran, okay, to the Muslims, and when you recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. And because of that, when we start to recite the Quran, we obey the command and we follow the command of Allah, and we seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. Because when the name of Allah is mentioned, shaitan will escape. Okay, and because of that, before recitation of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan by saying, A'uzu, again sisters, A'uzu,
Billahi,
Mina,
Ash-shaytani,
Ar-rajim. Okay, this is number one. So whenever you recite the Quran, you must say again, A'uzu
billahi
mina
ash-shaytani
ar-rajim. While you are saying this sentence in Arabic, you must feel its meaning in English. Okay, I am seeking refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. I don't want the shaitan to come close to me while I am reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the beginning of every surah of the Quran, there is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Okay? In every surah of the Quran, except one surah, which is Surah At-Tawbah, there is no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because only Allah knows. Maybe Surah Al-Tawbah is a continuation of Surah Al-Anfal. So there is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning of Surah Al-Anfal. This is some knowledge about the Quran, just to know it. Okay, Surah Al-Anfal, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is Surah number 8. So in Surah number 8 there is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Surah number 9 there is no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The only Surah of the Quran which doesn't have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at its beginning is Surah number 9. And the only tafsir for this is that it may be a continuation of Surah number 8, because it has the same subject. But Allah knows the best. Nobody can say 100% about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best. Okay? So now inshaAllah we will start recitation of Surah An-Nasr. Okay? You have the paper with you. Okay? So we will start again, sisters, together. A'uzu
billahi
mina
الشيطاني
الرجيم باسم الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Again sisters, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله
الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, you can find it at the beginning of every surah of the Quran. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Okay? Okay. So now I will start to read. Okay, one letter by one letter, so that you realize, you know, the letters, and then we will read it as word. So it is, I will start, E, the, yes, repeat after me, sisters. E, the, why I said E, because there is kasra below the hamza. Okay, so I said, E, the,
jaa,
jaa, I don't want to give you a lot of grammar, just I want you to follow with me, then inshallah I will give you the grammar by time. Okay, because I don't believe that, you know, reverse sisters are supposed to know the grammar of the Arabic language. This is too difficult. Just learn the correct way to read the Quran. Okay, so again sisters, three times. Again, next word, جاء
جَاءَ
Again.
جَاءَ
نَصْرُ
نَصْرُ
I want you sisters to concentrate on the second letter which is the صاد and look to me how I am pronouncing it. نَصْرُ نَصْرُ I make a circle and I try to pronounce it in a heavy way. نَصْرُ
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 نَصْرُ Not نَصْرُ No, نَصْرُ You see my mouth? نَصْرُ
نَصْرُ
Can you please close the door? Today I'm trying to minimize my activity, you know, and I can. Okay. Yes. Okay. جزاك الله خير. So again, نصرو.
نصرو.
Three times, sisters.
نصرو.
Again.
نصرو.
Again.
نصرو.
الله.
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 و.
و.
الفتح.
الفتح.
و. الفتح.
والفتح والفتح
again we will start again sisters إذا
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 جاء
جاء
نصر
نصر
الله
الله
و
والفتح
الفتح و
رأيت
Okay, let me clarify to you the next now we will start in the next verse Okay ورأيت Okay ورأيت ورأيت If you try to pronounce just letters sisters, always when I say anything repeat after me because this is the way to learn how to pronounce
ورأيت
ورأيت ورأيت ورأيت
ورأيت
Okay. Then the next is Al. When there is Al, I pronounce Al first. Then this is Na with Fatha, Alif and Sin. So if there is Alif preceded by a Fatha, this means this is a long vowel. I will extend. So it will be Al Nas. Al ناس again
الناس
الناس الناس الناس so again we will read ورأيت
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 الناس Then again, sisters, you will look and you will notice there is a long word. Okay, this long word we will divide it into three words. Okay, number one, we agreed that whenever there is sukoon above any Arabic letter, I will divide the word at that point. So I have ya, de, ya, de. So ya, de is one part. Okay, then ya, de, kh, ho. Luna. You see, this word, we will divide it into two parts. Always for non-Arabic speaking, let me sit here so that you... Okay? Whenever you look and you find long word, okay, you tell to yourself, inshallah, there is a way to divide it. Okay, how I will divide it, I will... If there is Al, this will be a point to stop. Okay, if there is sukoon, there is a point also to divide. So it will be yad khuluna. Yad khuluna. Okay? Yad khuluna.
يدخلون.
Keep on repetition after me, sisters. يدخلون يدخلون يدخلون. Again, we will start the verse from the start. ورأيت.
ورأيت.
Three times.
ورأيت.
Again.
ورأيت.
الناس.
الناس.
Again.
الناس.
Again.
الناس.
يدخلون.
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 في.
في.
This is fa, okay, with kasra and ya, so I will extend the fa. Fi. Then I have, again, sisters, da, ya, na, okay, and I have here kasra, okay, kasra before the ya. So it will be long vowel, so it will be dini.
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 Okay, so we'll start again. Wara'ayta.
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 An-nasa.
An-nasa.
Yadkhuluna.
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 Fi.
Fi.
Dini.
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 Allahi.
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 Now we will move to the last word in the second verse. Again, I will look and I will notice that this is a long word. So, inshallah, there is sukun. Sukun, so I have the a. With the fatha, so it is a. Then I have the fa with the sukun. If you look to the Quran paper which you have, sisters, in the Quran the sukun is like this. Okay, so this mark which you have it above the fa, this is equal to sukun. Whenever I have the sukun, I will divide. So it will be af wajan. So this word will be two words. F, because why you tell me you divide here, sister Mona? I tell you because there is sukun. I was looking for the sukun to divide this long word into two words. F, wa, jan. So again, all of us together, sisters. F, wa, jan. Keep on. Again. 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 Okay, we will read the second verse again together. Wara'ayta. Three times. Again. 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 Okay, go on. Yad, I want you to get this habit. Divide after the sukun. Yad khuluna. This is the correct way to read the Quran, you know, with the sukun to have a little bit of, you know, time to. Yad khuluna. Again. Fi. Dini. Again. Again. Afwajan. Af. Let us repeat this word five times. Afwajan. 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 Wara'ayta.
الناس
يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا أفواجا
أفواجا
أفواجا
أفواجا.
Again, sisters, we'll look to the next word. Fa tha bihi. Fa 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 tha bih. Fa sabbih. Why fa sabbih? Because there is sukun above the ha. Fa sabbih. Five times. Fa sabbih. فسبح فسبح
فسبح
بحمدي. You see, again, sisters, you know, I want you to know the rules of recitation. Okay? This is the most important. Now I have a word like this. Number one, I must know the letters. This is ba, this is ha, this is ma, this is the, alhamdulillah. The most important is to recognize the letters. Number two is to know the short vowels. This is B, B kasra, ha, ha fatha, mim sukun. If there is sukun above the mim, I must divide. I must, okay? This is the only way you will be able to read the Quran, to have these rules. Number one, the letters. Number two, the short vowels. Number three, if there is sukun or alif lam, I will divide. Okay, then inshallah you will be able to read any word of the Quran correctly, very simply. Bihamdi. Bihamdi. Okay, so let us read it together. Bihamdi. Five times. I want you to feel that after the sukun, there is you stop second. Bihamdi, bihamdi, and look to me, sisters, how I pronounce bihamdi, bihamdi. Okay, again. Five times. Keep on, sisters. Keep on. Keep on. Okay, then the next word is what? Ra, B, K. Number one, again, sister, number one, what is this? Is Ra, B, K. The most important, I can know the letters. This is Ra, B, K. Number two, the vowels. Ra, B, K. Just, very simple. The most important is to know the letters and the vowels. You put them together, you read the Quran. This is the Quran. Ra, B, K. Okay? So we will read this from the start, verse number 3. فَثَبِّحْ فَثَبِّحْ
فَثَبِّحْ.
Look again, sister, I said فَثَبِّحْ, then the بِحْ, هذا كثرة. So I will say فَثَبِّحْ, the بِحْ, بِحْ, هذا كثرة. So it is فَثَبِّحْ بحمدي 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 ربك ربك. Whenever you see this wow, just say wa wa. Don't read wa and whatever after wa. No, it will be too long for you. Just wa. Okay, wa. Okay, let us say together, sister, wa.
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 Okay, then wa. Then I will look and I will notice there is a long word. Okay, so I inshallah, I will find the sukun. Okay, so that I can divide. Without the sukun, sisters, it will be difficult even for Arabic speakers to pronounce these long words of the Quran. So now when I will look here, I will say this is, I want you to say after me, this is a. Sah, tah, gah. There is fah here also. Fah, ra, ha. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letters in this word. So again, number one, alhamdulillah, I know the letters. Again, sister, ah, sah, tah, gah, fah, ra, ha. Alhamdulillah, I know the letters. Number two, I will recognize the short vowels. A, هذا سكون. Sin, هذا سكون. Then ta, هذا فتحة. Ghin, هذا سكون. Fih, هذا كسرة. Ra, هذا سكون. and he. How many sukun I have in this word? You see, is tak ferhu. I will divide it for you. Otherwise, it will be difficult. I will write it for you here again. Is tak. I will show you now. Yes, sister. So now I have the waw and the alif. Okay, and the alif has a sukun. So it will be wa. Was. Okay, let us have up to the scene. There is sukun here, forget about there is sukun here, it will be was. Was. This is part one. Was. Was. Keep on, sisters. Was. Five times. Tag. 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 Firhu. 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 If you will not divide it like this, you will not be able to say firhu. You will say wastaghfiru. Wastaghfiru. You will not pronounce every letter. In the Quran, you must pronounce every letter. So how to pronounce a word like this and to pronounce every letter in it, I will divide it. Wastaghfiru. Wastaghfiru. This is how we read it like this, you know. Even we have the Arabic tongue, but we still read it like this. Wastaghfirhu.
Wastaghfirhu.
But I want you to divide. Wastaghfirhu.
Wastaghfirhu.
10 times.
Wastaghfirhu.
Wastaghfirhu. Look to the board so that you... Wastaghfirhu. 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 Okay, wastaghfirhu. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Opa.
Ali min shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح
بحمد
ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا
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 ما شاء الله. This is excellent. Okay, Cecilia.
Oh, my kids? Those are
this is your kids?
Yes.
So you leave them alone there? No, until you get them in.
It's gated. It's closed.
Close the gate?
The gate is closed.
Oh, okay. I will get them to...
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
Okay, I can give it to Daniel.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
ما شاء الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
Do you want me to try?
We all started from the beginning.
Oh man, I'm so lost with it.
Isa?
Isa?
Ja'a?
Ja'a?
Nasru?
Nasru?
Nasrullahi?
Illahi?
Balfata?
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 Varaita?
Varaita
Annasa
Annasa
Yadhuluna
Yadhulula
Yadhuluna
Yadhulula
Luna Yadhuluna Yadhuluna
Yadhuluna. Okay.
Fi
Fi Din
Dini
Dini Illahi
Afwaja
Afwaja
Fasabbih
بحمدي
ربك
واستغفره إنه كان
Tabwaba.
In the name of Allah, start the Nasr to help. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. When there comes the help of Allah to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against your enemies and the conquest of Mecca, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds, so glorify the praises of your Lord and ask for His forgiveness. Verily, He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives.
When Allah says, inshallah, I will tell you, inshallah, about the meaning of this surah. Okay? Actually, in this surah, it is actually, Jazakallah khair. It is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah al-Nasr. Okay? The Nasr is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Actually, this surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is related to the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to the conquest of Mecca. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was living in Mecca, but the people of Quraysh was not believing in his message. So he left Mecca to Medina, and he was living in the Medina looking for the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the conquest of Mecca.
Okay, so it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah that the conquest of Mecca will inshallah be soon. Okay, why the conquest of Mecca was very important for Prophet Muhammad and for sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for Islam? Because the different areas of the Arabs were waiting for the conquest of Mecca before they would accept Islam. Okay, so they said, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is victorious over his people, then he is a true prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the victory over the people of Mecca. Accordingly, all the Arabs around, they entered into the religion of Islam in crowds. Thus, 2 years they didn't pass after the conquest of Mecca before the peninsula of the Arabs was laden with faith. All the Arab tribes become Muslims after the conquest of Mecca. And there didn't remain any of the tribes of the Arabs except they announced their acceptance of Islam. And all praise and blessings are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when Mecca was conquered, all of the people rushed to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to announce their Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The various regions were delaying their acceptance of Islam until Mecca was conquered. The people used to say, leave him and his people alone. If he is victorious over them, he is a true prophet. So, what was the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah? Because it is called Surah Al-Nasr, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the victory. It is the victory of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the conquest of Mecca. And because of that, Allah is clarifying, teaching us in verse number 2 that you will see that the people will enter the religion of Islam in crowds after the conquest of Mecca. This is what happens in reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when this will happen, that the conquest of Mecca will happen and the people will enter the religion of Islam in crowds, glorify the praises of your Lord and ask His forgiveness. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when this surah was revealed, the conquest of Mecca, he said, my death has been announced to me. This surah, when it was revealed, it was a sign that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to die. This is what Prophet Muhammad said, my death has been announced to me when there comes the help of Allah and the conquest was revealed. Why? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already fulfilled his trust regarding the message of Islam. All praise to Allah, the people of Mecca became Muslim, all the tribes in the Arab peninsula, they become Muslim. This is the message of Islam, this is the trust which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Accordingly, when this surah was revealed, he said that my death has been announced to me. And actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, towards the end of his life, glory to Allah and praise be unto Him. I seek Allah's forgiveness and I repent to Him. At the end of his life, he was all the time after the glorification and praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking forgiveness and repentance, because this was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him, so glorify the praises of your Lord. You are about to die now, okay? So be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by glorifying his praises and asking him his forgiveness. But sisters, you have to know that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in spite of the fact that all the sins of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were forgiven for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave for Prophet Muhammad, only Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ghufira lahu, all his mistakes which he had done before he became a prophet and after he became a prophet. Okay? But still, he was glorifying the praises of Allah and asking his forgiveness according to the command of Allah in Surah An-Nasr. Okay, so we all learn from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that at least 100 times per day you must ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying astaghfirullah, 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 I seek Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at least 100 times per day. Okay, so this is Surah An-Nasr, the surah which announced the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is related to the conquest of Mecca, and there is the command of Allah for him and for the believers to keep on asking forgiveness from Allah and glorifying his praises. Okay, so the homework, sisters, is to write this surah so that when you write it with fatha, dhamma, kasra, as you can, okay, and while you are writing it, you are pronouncing, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصُرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بحمدي ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. I pronounce it to you so slowly so that inshallah when you listen to this class you can pronounce it so slowly and you can write it 3 times inshallah. We finish with the Arabic. The homework is to revise. We learn from Surah An-Nas, we have Surah An-Nas, we have Surah Al-Falaq, we have Surah Al-Ikhlas, we have Surah Al-Masad, and we have Surah Al-Falaq. Now we have 5 surahs. I want you to recite every surah 3 times per day. Every day before you sleep, you revise these 5 surahs. Again, Surah An-Nas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Ikhlas. These are from the end of the Quran to the, you know, Surah An-Nas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Masad, Surah An-Nas. The last 5 surahs of the Quran. The last 5 short surahs of the Quran. I want you to read it 3 times every day before you know, at any time of the day. The 5 of them 3 times per day. And if you can write every one of them once, this will be better than writing 1-3 times. Okay, so that you will not forget. So the homework is to write every surah once, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Now we finish with the Arabic.